Right, as it is stated, right, in the Manjushri root tantra, right, the Buddha said, when I pass away from this world and have disappeared from the surface of this earth, you will take the form of a child and enact the deeds of a Buddha. At that time, you'll be the joyful great protector in the land of snow. Right, so as is prophesied by the Buddha, right, Manjushri will appear, right, in the world, right, in the form of a child, right, and then through his many activities, right, he will benefit sentient beings and enact the deeds of a Buddha, you know, such as establishing the monastery, Ganden, and doing other activities, right, in other aspects, right, and in fact he was known as the second Buddha, right? So, right, these activities took place, right, in Tibet, right, the land of snow.
And the Tari Ngazun Dini Ma Shuya Teta Tindigi Ji Lama La Tienbi and the Lami Nenjur Tapigi Saba the Jachi Be Jilu Mambu Chishuji Yungi Ta Shugu Yori In the Tindavi Lami Nenjur said that the Ini gadin chaja chimbu, ngundu lata, ngundu chichin yee sende, oote sungu yor. Gadin chaja chimbu se ondu, jidang ta chuke nukye na, nima yi na dochen se mendo, gaju yi na yang chaja chimbu se mendo, yang saja yi na yang setung sungju se mendo, tindi ki tanyi mendo taga yor, da tunda kosa kanga,
Right, so today we're going to examine the way to practice the Guru Yoga that is both based upon Lama Tsongkhapa. Right, so such a practice has a very vast, extensive blessings. Right, so here, right, we know that in this tradition, right, there is the practice of the Ganden Mahamudra, right, that involves the four preliminary practices. Right, so in the other traditions, right, such as the Nyingma tradition, right, we find the practice of Dzogchen, right, great completion. In the Kagyu tradition, the practice of Mahamudra, right, great seal, right, and in the Sakya tradition, right, there is also, right, this union practice. Right, so although they have different names, right, their essential points are really the same.
Ya ta tindi ge cha ja chen bo cho ge ngu du san ji ji ko ma de ya la e ti ngu la ngu ru chi chen ji bo de ge chi mu yo le sen ni ta mo de la an ni nam ba san ji be ten bin ju go jiang ru yin bin na ni jiang ru chi ti ba chen bi lam chin ju go de sem ji yin bin na sem ji ji chi sen ni jiang ru sem ji ji chi de ngu ru chi chen ji na ni chi chen ji ge Tene chile nyutun chubi go lami nenju ji tiye sene. Mara sulema tubi ombu ni ma jubi chile ptiche di manzu rangyulu manju bala lama shil tenin chubi goyo rima to ene demdo loba nogo da tindi chene ene jilab tin jugo yo ma ten ta jilab jusa go ti lama yin ta lame nenju ji tese ne jilab nyutun jubi go lame nenju ji tese ne tiche nyiba tere ene didib nyutu tabar chebi go ene doji senbi gomde am ene tongsha ka la sunju songa la soba ten ne ene pyoge sakjan chi ya ti ene didib tabar chebi go se So, you to Zobrechevy go any Monday with TS in it. Monday teaching Jesse to Tishigior. I in a telling and doing there, Jelly Newton Juby, Lamin Angel, TS in it. Tati, tell it you do Mambu even and ta, do you know Jerry, Jeva the Lamachori, do you what Ducker than La Jamachin, Tari Timach Shugu Yorwa. Yeah.
Right, and in order to be able to attain the state of a complete enlightenment, right, we need to practice the four preliminaries, right, and these four preliminaries, right, have, you know, their individual functions, right. So in order to enter, right, the ranks, you know, of Buddhists, right, we have to go for refuge to the three jewels, right, and in order to you know, enter, right, the Mahayana, the great vehicle or the universal vehicle, we need to generate bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, right? So these two practices, going for refuge and bodhicitta, right, form one of the four great preliminaries that, you know, are required, right? And then the second preliminary, right, is the method for quickly receiving blessings, right? And the means to do so, right, is by performing guru yoga, right? And in order to quickly receive the blessings, right, of all the Buddhas, right, it is not sufficient that we simply read books, right? We need to rely properly upon a teacher, a guru. Right, so the second great preliminary, right, is the practice of guru yoga. Now next, we have the method for quickly purifying our negativities and obscurations, right? And the method, right, here is to engage in, for example, the meditation and recitation of Vajrasattva, right, the confession to the 35 Buddhas and so forth, right? So this practice of purification, right, then is the third great preliminary. Now the fourth great preliminary, right, consists of the method for quickly completing, right, the accumulations of merit, right, and this involves making mandala offerings. Right, and here, right, we're going to explain the method of doing guru yoga. Now, there are many lengths, right? Some methods are very short, right? Some are longer, right? So the short method, right, is the practice of Lama Tsongkhapa guru yoga here, right? The practice of the 100 deities of Tushita, right? A long form of guru yoga would be the guru puja, right? That we sometimes do, right? So here we're going to go through Lama Tsongkhapa guru yoga.
Yeah, that is your lesson. Jowa tang, ngoyoji tang, jukche ni sumyewe na ni jowa di tanda nganzu sanji chuso mando ya di tene tsameji che ni mande dundu jupiyo tel tang ngondro sige yore te imba yinza ta sanji chuso soji chonam la janji batu tang ni kyabsu chi sedu namba sanji pe tembi jugo jamru tenyongo yore kei chenpo shivu cha de yore jamru tu yehu chewe yina nganzu ti lam kanga ge yiten do te cha yong gore te yimbo yin sa ti tsik ni bo ti to ne ene jyo yu se tam ne en jyo yu se ta ba yin na ta jyo yu ji ba se ta ba yin na rang gen dun ji nang ge te ji ene ne su sing ge chim bo je ji te be rum bo chi tin to xian yang wa we den ge na zo pe da ni me jing ge ji de la mo rang ge jin je ta we la ma yin ba la nam ba jyo wa sha ja tu ba Kundo se tsoma tabu, utu to da tamba, sheji sha niba, ye sana yun yam jagetana, dutikame mose namba. Kula chugun namsum mumikin dojen sova, tanda pisi 及鉴别当时危机人心见机归经过人的地三点六的那蓬勃过为为哪协助及寂寞中的修补阿生呢他今年军队期间呢当年前呢军队诺贝尔前呢三大为呢特别我们几部三大的大量这个有的他这里基本的三大为呢第一他国都我等级别那么也等三级强松那保温看出去就说明错级过的吧被对你拿过来被连着普通作为定了然后让个送下去因为龙骨区就是不定那么简约定的我等得起坐下那么也让了吧媳妇是突击这边那么然后让坐下那么也原定当突击产品过那边得不清不满呢因为上级就说我们农业那这个的根本不讲出结论的那这个当然就谈到告诉爸爸上级觉得做起全农了讲句不是当的就是节省这个你不得被人家上头听的少少呢教育体系的过来嘛我也得这这教育是得不得的是得呢他让个就是讲出具体的仓库有了吧讲出就苦啊等啊送个东个人气象炸别落接近。这里就被女吧蹲的就被人家教育体系里也把钱的逆起。人家让跟他过的也被孙建人民币他们这东个的钱都给再往前呢就送厂呢提不清被讲出来了。就送厂有关呢拿到马孙建他们这蹲的呢讲究马都不把的反正苦啊等啊送个东个事情经过特别里面交不到去现在一切以单位管的热顿切为管他讲不出啥样感觉我这之前呢讲不出不能说要的话我都是这样
Right, so the explanation of the way to practice this Guru Yoga can be divided into three parts. Right, first, right, we have the preparation. Right, the second part is the actual practice.Right, and the third is the conclusion. Now, the first section, the practice, right, consists of going for refuge, right, generating bodhicitta, generating the four immeasurables, right, and then making the mandala offering. Right, so let us first discuss, right, the way, right, to go for refuge. Now, we go for refuge, right, because this is the... A method for entering right into the Buddha's teachings, right? And when we go for refuge in a proper way, right, then we actually establish, you know, a good foundation, right, for the entire path, right? So before going for refuge, right, we have to first visualize the objects of refuge, right? And this you can do either in an extensive way or a brief way. Now, to describe the visualization.Right, first, you know, in the space in front, in front, right, you visualize a very great lion throne. Okay, so this is a jewel throne that is supported by eight great lions. Right, it is a very high, right, and broad. Right, and upon this lion throne, right, is a multicolored lotus.Right, a moon and a sun disk, right, and upon the seat, right, is Shakyamuni Buddha, right. So you have to think that this a figure, right, is actually in nature your own kind root guru, right. He has the aspect of Shakyamuni Buddha, right, golden in color, right, and on top of his head, right, there is this crown protrusion.Right, he has one face and two arms, right, and his right hand, right, presses upon the earth, right, his left hand holds an alms bowl filled with nectar, right, in his lap, right, and he is dressed, right, in the three kinds of Dharma robes.Right, these robes, right, are saffron in color, right, and he is ornamented, right, by all the 32 signs, right, and the 80 exemplification of a Buddha's body, right, and he is in the nature of a clear, transparent light, right? And you also visualize that light rays, right, radiated from his body, right? And so that the Buddha, right, abides, right, in this mass of brilliant light, right? He's seated in the cross-legged Vajra posture, right? So if you are doing the brief visualization of the objects of refuge, right, you can just stop here, right? This is called the system of the all-encompassing jewel, right? However, if you want to do it more extensively, right, then you can go on to visualize the other objects of refuge, right? So around this central figure of Shakyamuni Buddha are the direct, right, and lineage gurus, right, the deities, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, hearers, Dakinis, Dharma protectors, and guardians. Right, so they surround, right, Shakyamuni Buddha. Right, then you also visualize that in front, right, of, you know, each of them, right, there is a little platform, right, or table, right, that supports, right, these Dharma texts, right, the texts, right, that they themselves, right, teach, right, and then these Dharma texts, right, are in the nature of light, right, and these objects of refuge, right, abiding before you, right, are very pleased with you, right? They have this expression of delight, right, on their faces, right? And then from your side, right, you have to remember, right, the excellent qualities, right, of the merit field, and to remember also their compassion. Right, and from the state of a very strong faith, right, then you go for refuge, right. So the actual words of refuge that you recite, right, can be, you know, extensive one, right, or, you know, in this case, right, we are doing, right, these lines, right, that you can see on page one. Okay, this is I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Okay, right. So these two lines, right, are the lines that we'll be reciting for going for refuge, right. So as you verbally recite these words, right, you should contemplate the meaning, right. And in order, you know, for refuge to be generated properly, right, we need to have all the three causes, right, of refuge, right, Mahayana refuge, present, right. So the three causes of refuge, right, are as follows, right, in the Mahayana case, right. First of all, right, we need to have this sense of fear, you know, or dread, right, of the sufferings of cyclic existence in general, and in particular, the sufferings of the three lower realms, right. And second, right, we need to have this faith of conviction that the objects that we have visualized in the space before us have the ability, right, have the power to protect us from suffering. Right, and the third cause, right, is compassion, right, for sentient beings, right. So right, with all these causes complete, right, then we go for refuge, right. So in our minds, right, we should you know, have this fervent request, please protect, right, me and all sentient beings from, you know, all the sufferings of cyclic existence, right, and of the lower realms in particular, right. So in that way, right, you can go for refuge, right, you can recite, yeah, either the extensive or the brief verses.
Yeah. Dāda māsūnjian tamche tōma mewa ni tādi bādu jīrīṃ kuwa ini jī sīti ni nāmi gu bādu bā khyam ni dēr. Lāpār tu yāng khyabar tu māsūsūnjī dungar nā tsōpa shik ini nyōngan du sīngjian sī. Tā ngānsi tōma mewa ni tā bādu tīni nyōngan shā sī. Dādōng yā dungar jī tīn dāng tā ini tōpar kāya wī kāwēn du. Dēnā tārī Never Kashan, Nina Tonchevi, Tanjish, Muli Chabarjan top. Jelkawe Sanji Temurumuchetan gel. Twindrum Kovi, Dungan Tata, Bambi, Tarbon Chok, Yantabers of Sanji Kumba. 시 다다니 두 토벌 마제나 라양아 네기와 주마트네야 노스 콜제네 진코와서 제벌 마수 숨지 동을 찌리버시 용괴벌도 대나 동을 대달에 쮸비 네번 던네 주비 라모 꾼조스므데 여비 나기 말씀제 탐지지 던두 로비 산지지 공부 토벌 자세두 나기 진소지비 손음진 롤라벤지 산지 조벌 쇼고세 뒤돈다도 마시에네 뒤시도 라모 꾼조스므라 에네 쩨순 조벌 자오세네 에네 쩨음도 산지 최소마 사바에 나 라한다 라는 타고도 예비 리르크 순전 탐지기 배우 지지지네 사기 예비 미바지 대사네 눈지 쩨유 뒤지게 근데 고단 눈에 예비 송포도 두소단 탐지리베 두지 윤본네 라젠 숨전 탐지기 봐 르다 샘라마 슈네 근데 마소 숨데 기야게 유 예행에 보다 디버트 속가가 봐 장샤 다네 르다세 오지 라젠 전도 결수 삼네 어제도 미국 지야디 근데 그게 개체 무시래요. 뒤에 좀도 샘지 산지 추소마다 다네 참봄산도 만림봄산도 두수 먼저 치킨 담보다 냠도 다네 산에 된대요.
Right, so the contemplation we have to do, right, you know, involves thinking that I and all sentient beings, right, all my mother sentient beings, right, have been tormented by the various sufferings, right, in cyclic existence since beginningless time until now. Right, so these sufferings are the general sufferings in cyclic existence, right, and the particular sufferings of the three lower realms. Right, so we have experienced, you know, the you know various types of suffering. Right, and even now, right, we have no idea, right, you know, how much more, you know, suffering. Know, we have to experience, right? Because the limits, right, and the extent, you know, of these sufferings are difficult, you know, for us to understand, right? So, right, next that we have to think about how, right, we have attained, you know, a very precious human rebirth, right, endowed with the freedoms and privileges this time, right? It is very difficult to find, and when found, right, it is very meaningful. Right, and moreover, we have met with the precious teachings of the Buddha, right, that are difficult to meet with. Right, so we have to think that if this time, right, I do not, right, attain the state of complete Buddhahood, the supreme liberation in which all sufferings of cyclic existence have been abandoned, right, then I would have to undergo even more suffering. Right, the sufferings of cyclic existence in general, and the particular sufferings of the three lower realms. Right, so contemplating this fact, right, then we have to, you know, generate, right, you know, conviction, right, in the three jewels that we have visualized before us. Right, we have to think, right, these lamas and the three jewels have the ability, right, to protect us, right, from all these sufferings, right, then you have to think, right, I shall attain the state of complete Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, right, my mothers, right. So with this thought, right, we would actually recite the next two lines, okay, on page one, right, which is generating bodhicitta, right. So it says, through the merit I create by practicing giving and the other perfections, may I quickly attain the state of Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. Right. So basically, you have to think, I want to go for refuge to the three jewels, right, to the gurus, right, so that I can attain the state of complete Buddhahood, right, for the benefit of mother sentient beings. Right. So you should visualize all sentient beings surrounding you. Okay, and then as you go for refuge, right, and generate bodhicitta, right, then nectar, stream of nectar, right, and light rays, right, of five colors flow down from the objects of refuge that you visualize before you, right, and these nectar, right, having, these light rays of five colors, right, then enter, right, the minds, the bodies and minds of you yourself and all sentient beings, right, and then in dependence, right, on this nectar light, entering into you and all sentient beings, right, all your negativities and obscurations are completely purified, right, and then you imagine, right, that you've received the blessings and you've become, the nature of light. Right, so this practice of refuge in bodhicitta is very important, right? For that reason, right, there is this preliminary practice, right, of gathering huge numbers of this practice, such as accumulating 100,000 times of this practice and so forth.
Yeah, that is manju jemro le ni yebe na ni yujeb dan da tu simbe ni pege Kunchosumlaya, Ningonjibitini, Jamjitari. Then Jibichem, Jajib Chivina, Marasa Jula, Shunti Tavi, New Missim Chichi. The same Shunti Tavi Semti, and number Timchin Chimmy, he won't do you. The thing at Tumbany Chiori, Tipe, Tanda Timibulane, the or Timatipa, Tandra, do, and then Wonichi, Kula, Jundu. Di sem di yigi chogu, ini di tengu tongpa nye tengu o nye gu che ne rangdang ju gu nye che. Di da nyamdu, ini longchue zobe gu dang, yandu zu gu nye bu, longchue long gu dang, zu gu nye zubiong gu yore. Tengda yu gu de le ming ne, nge tobi che, tengdi gu ji bu di, sem chen tam che lan me bi chang chu long gu bi tuen du bi, nyo nye du tobar sho san, ta de le bi, しぶじべ、みくつくじゃん。みごやほじてじゃん。なんかとじこじをてれ、みね。てすんじんじとんど、すんじんじとんせんで、すんじんとんじみねみにゃんげ、にゃんでらんごべとんど。ねえ、とじさんじこじぶでならんごんとじこんど。たてならんからで。あれそそそそからゆげででよれ。てんごんとじとじこんどさ。で、じべいな。 たさんじたんじしゅうじとげとんばとびおんぶしぶじとにんろよれ。てんぜてんじちんでべ、ジャムロセンチェサーね。えねセンチェンジビランチェセね。ルナジュデビトビおんぶてげんらんにばちまーチェね。らにとびおんぶくらべ。たんじせてばなじんじべ、こんどせつもたぶちべ、とびおんぶら。じゅすんさんね、みばちえてら。センチェンジビランチェセね。 テラワントゴヨマ、カンギミバチェチョガリ。ジャムルセンチェサーネランゲトシェクジウティ、チャゴマコブンデニチェテゼカリヨングレタランドトシェサンジェクジユユブレ、テンゴンドチャゴンドテヤランドンチゴマインバジェンジトンド。ジェンミネビニャンディランゴビトンドテンゴンドチェゴンドサンデ、シュッキャムネ。エンジャムルセンチェサーナ、ドネジュビトビオンボータンコダンチバタムチェネ。
네란니바체네랑라마팀네라니투비옴부콜라야 Right, so in general, when we talk about refuge, right, there are two types, right? There is a causal refuge and a resultant refuge, right? So what we have described above, right, is a causal refuge, right? Now, in order to perform the second type of refuge, the resultant refuge, right, we have to perform the following visualization. Now, first of all, we have to understand, right, that, within all of us, right, we have this subtle primordial mind, okay, very subtle mind, right, and this very subtle mind, right, is what will become, right, the omniscient mind of a Buddha in the future. Right, and we can also talk about the emptiness of inherent existence of this mind. Right, so such a emptiness, right, is, you know, obscured by stains, right, and after we have purified, right, cleansed away, right, all the stains, right, then the emptiness, right, of this mind, right, becomes what we call the nature body, right, the nature body, right, in Sanskrit we call this the svavavikakaya, right, and then, you know, the mind. Okay, the mind will become, right, the exalted wisdom, truth body, right, what we call in Sanskrit the jnanakaya. Okay, so these are the two types of dhammakaya, the two types of truth bodies, right, and they are for one's own purpose, right, and then we have the two form bodies, right, that are for others' purpose, right. So there is the complete enjoyment body. Right, what we call the sambhogakaya in Sanskrit, right, and then there is emanation body, right, in Sanskrit the nimanakaya, right. So we are able to attain these four bodies. Okay, so we have to think that, right, you know, I want to very quickly, right, quickly attain, right, the state of the four Buddha bodies, right. So focusing, right, on, you know, these states that we will attain. Right, in the future, right, then we generate the thought of a bodhicitta wanting to attain state of enlightenment, right, for the sake of all sentient beings, right. So here, right, when we attain the state of you know, full enlightenment, right, then we have the ability to place sentient beings, right, in the state of non-abiding nirvana. Okay, non-abiding nirvana, right? So then we generate the thought, right, wanting to achieve Buddhahood in order to do that, right? So as we generate, you know, this thought, right, then, you know, the objects of refuge before us, right, the Buddha and so forth, they are very pleased, right? And a replica, right, of the objects of refuge absorb into us. Right, and this then, you know, is called a resultant refuge, right? So with such a practice, right, we are thinking to attain the state of the four bodies, not for ourselves alone, right, but, you know, for the welfare of sentient beings, right? So as, you know, we you know, do this practice, then, you know, we are you know, doing a resultant refuge, right? So we think that the replica, right, absorbs into us, right, and then we ourselves transform into Shakyamuni Buddha, right, and then light rays radiate from our body, right, and then they purify sentient beings, right, of their, you know, obscurations, right, and then, you know, the environment also transforms into a pure land, right? So through these light rays radiating from our body, the environment also becomes cleansed, right, of all impurities, right, and then, you know, sentient beings, right, that you know, struck, right, by these light rays from our bodies, then transform, right, also into Buddhas. So they attain the state of full enlightenment, right, and right, in this way, right, we will practice what is called, right, taking, right, the result, right, into the path. Okay, so it is a state practice of bodhicitta in which the result, right, is taken into the path.
Yeah, that in it, in it, in it. 다비 다들 간리전에 참여지고 다 야구 공부하잖아. 그게 자주지 된지네. 다 순전 탐지 담보 당님 참여 공부해나. 순전 탐지 예리 차단다 니단테 당님은 내는 진마로무. 네버 주지 네버 다그자오. 대대 제니버 라말리치니 라브 소르세네. 자주지 된지. 다만하지 순제당제 대화당 대외주당 대한 찜마로 덴버를 주지 덴버를 닦기 자오 대대체 뉴버 아니 라말레 신제라 소르스 아니 잠바사메체 대 순제당제 동아도 동아가 주다 대한 찜마로 저의 주지 저의 닦기 자오 대대체 뉴버 라말레 신제라 소르스네 니제 사메체 대 순제당제 동아메베 대화당 마저는 찜마로 먼저 주지 Mandeva Daki Chavo, Sechenuva Lamalichin, you love to Soros in it. Was that Chajuji Dentin in Samisha Gumna? In the Piggy Penchin Bushiwuji and Guyore, in the Chuba Tamjig and Nania, Chod George, Jubin Chuba, Sanji Tamjibi, Tushiw, Nigior. Then you are Karis and Narasu, Mama, Hari Chada Mosungu Wangi, Simjan Namla, Sim Manuichin. 라쇼라 차바 샤쇼라 다와 파미스멘 투솔라 아님트 베 마리바 레왕 토르네 텐디체 데인자네 잠년지 잔주 섬준 제게요마 다 데리 숨전 탐절 바 셈뇽네 다뇽곰 데간라 데와자 덴도크 잠바곰 데간라 둥어 덴도크 제와곰 엔 둥어메베 데와드 멘데베 덴프게 가와츠메 곰용드 아 다 데리나 Simjian Dibi, Sembat, Juju Shivitene, Marichada Mosung want song dead ta, Jam Ninji Janjuji, Semji Janwant Judev, Semji Kuju, Jesha, some. In the Shivish Tugni and Weir, Tinsa Jubinchuba Inz. In the Tindi Gomgan Tela, Novaya Chi, Noesha Singandochi, Pachechung or Singando Tindi Yungweyama, Timatu Mandu, some loyal Hojinji Gomsam Naya. Pachik wanton chwane, gomba tharmashimba, nyamlan tharmashimba, lirungduwa, watiji pachiri. Samishye hu gomba yinna pachir segiyo, ge segiyo. Ene pohan dun se dun johu chiyage, janshu gu samgui tumu mayimbe ju nyinji yedan, jamba nyiri, tiyin hunla tanyum dogu huyore, tijay yahu ju gomba yinna, janshu gu samgui johu chiyanguruwa, watiji nenga yosari ya.
Right, so next, right, we will cultivate the four immeasurable thoughts, right? So you can see this at the bottom of page one, okay? So the purpose of cultivating the four immeasurable thoughts, right, is to increase our ability, right, to generate bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, right? And it also is able to remove, right, the obstacles, right, for the generation of bodhicitta, right. So the four immeasurable thoughts, right, as stated on page one, read: may all sentient beings have happiness and its cause. Okay, so this first line is immeasurable love. Right, the second line: may all sentient beings be freed from suffering and its cause. Right, this is immeasurable compassion. The third line: may all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is beyond all suffering. This is immeasurable joy. Right, the fourth line: may all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free of attachment to dear ones and aversion to others. Right, so this is immeasurable equanimity. Right, so although in terms of recitation, right, we have this sequence, right, as stated in the text, in terms of the actual generation of the four immeasurables, right, we actually start with immeasurable equanimity, right, because without equanimity, right, we will not be able to generate, you know, the other qualities. Okay, so first of all, right, we have to cultivate immeasurable equanimity. Okay, and we do so by means, right, of the four attributes. Right, these four attributes are also to be applied to the remaining three immeasurables. Right, so these four attributes right, consist of the following contemplation. Right, so first of all, we think, right, how wonderful it would be Right? If all sentient beings were to abide in equanimity, free of attachment to dear ones and aversion to others. Right? Then second, we think, may this be so. Okay, so first we say, you know, how wonderful it would be, right? Then the second we say, may it be so, right? And the third, right, we say, you know, I myself, well, will cause sentient beings to abide in equanimity, free of attachment to dear ones and aversion to others, right? And then the fourth attribute is that we request for blessings, right? We request Guru Deity, please grant your blessings so that I will be able to do that. Okay, so that is immeasurable equanimity, right? Then next, we will generate immeasurable love, okay? Immeasurable love, right? So again, right, we apply the four attributes, right? So first of all, we think how wonderful it would be if all sentient beings have happiness and its causes, right? Then we think, may all sentient beings have happiness and its causes, right? And third, we think, I myself will cause sentient beings to have happiness and its causes. Right? Fourth, Guru Deity, please bless me, right, so that I will be able to do that. Okay, so after immeasurable love, right, then we go to immeasurable compassion. Okay, so again, right, you know, we do so, right, by the four attributes, right? First of all, you know, how wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were freed from suffering and its causes, right? May all sentient beings be freed from suffering and its causes. I myself will cause sentient beings to be freed from suffering and its causes. Please, Guru Deity, right, grant me blessings so that I'll be able to do so. Okay, so, right, after immeasurable compassion, then we generate immeasurable joy. Okay, so the procedure is the same, right? We have to conjoin those four attributes, right? So if we are able to really, right, practice these four immeasurable thoughts, right, then we will derive a great benefit, right? And this is the best offering, right, to the Buddhas, right? Because it's the offering, right, of practice, right? And, you know, by, you know, our cultivating these four immeasurable thoughts, right, the Buddhas will be very pleased, right? They'll be delighted with us, right? So right, so at the very beginning, okay, when we cultivate immeasurable equanimity, right, you know, we generate this thought, right, you know, for all sentient beings to abide in equanimity, free of attachment to dear ones and aversion to others, right? So when we examine, you know, our own behavior, right, we have attachment, you know, to our friends and relatives, right, our dear ones, right, and then we have aversion, right, or hatred, you know, to enemies, right, and then we have, you know, ignorance, right, towards strangers, right. So then, you know, we are completely under the influence, you know, of these three afflictions, attachment, right, hatred, you know, and ignorance, right, and you know, as long as we have, you know, these, you know, three afflictions in our minds, right? These three negative, you know, emotions in our minds, right? There is no way we can, you know, generate, you know, love, compassion, and bodhicitta for sentient beings, right? And this is why it is important for us to first make our mind even, right, by generating an equanimity, right, by cultivating this very even state, right, that is free from attachment, aversion, and ignorance, right, and with that as the basis, right, then we'll be able to go on to develop immeasurable love, right, then immeasurable compassion, right, and then immeasurable joy. Right, so you can understand that, you know, through such a process, right, we are actually, you know, creating, right, the causes for our bodhicitta, right, you know, to develop, right, to increase, right, and also we are, you know, kind of removing, right, obstacles, right, for the generation of bodhicitta, right, and this is why the cultivation of the four immeasurable thoughts will enhance our bodhicitta.
Oh yeah, that is because Yangu Lama Tsongkhapa Chenpo Kurangaya Tinti Nyamshin Nani Oni Kuchitilabhe Chokungudu Sanjiji Kumbhattava Yinza jesu rumbu chege sangwan dhubi la jun nala ya jir rumbu chege dhuban zedu tanyam saji jambi chulen shangas tanyam gu saji ting la jambi chui lenne eni nyingji chambi sabun junche mewar nyingji sabun junche mewar junche mewar chen nyingji gomchen eni diin dhubi janju ji sem diin dhubi tene guji kumwa ane kute tene nyebar esene ने जंसन जोंसिया जोबेन जेबन छो थमचे छेबि छोल सोवान देबसेने ने सोंदे सोयाते ने मोंचे लामिन नामते नजु जेंजु दुजे न्यामनेसे जेरम छि तिंदिगे ने आनिम साजि जंबि छुने निजे सबन जंचे मेबाय ने जंजु समजे ने ती कुजी कोमा कुसे तलते ने नियन नजु जेंजु तुसोया ते लालेन तगो छिगरवा
So, right. So, in lineage prayer, right, of Guha Samaja, right, Gyaltsab J, right, then, you know, spoke of his teacher, right, Lama Tsongkhapa, right, so he says that, you know, upon the ground of equanimity, right, you know, you use the water of love, right, you know, to water the seed, you know, of compassion, right, and then, you know, from there, right, you know, bodhicitta, you know, arose, right, and the result of bodhicitta, the fruit of bodhicitta, right, are the four Buddha bodies, right, so in this way, right, he praised, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, right, his teacher. Now, being the followers, right, of Lama Tsongkhapa, right, we should practice in the same way.
Yeah. That's a key thing, when the ने पुगे सब कमल लिशिले गोमरम नाला इने तंबु तान्यम गोम तेने चंबा गोम तेने निजी गोम यां निजी अवस्थे नुने यांजु चंबा गोम यां तेने के तेंचे साथे तान्यम तेंचे तान्यम ते गोम कुछ सुबो गोमरी गोमरी चेने बे जुला पे यहो चीज़ सोना That the which in which you young loving till and ever is, Takasan and the Gorumbo Chitzere. What in it is on the
war? Right, and also, right, in the Indian master Kamala Shila's text, Stages of Meditation, right, he talks about how at the beginning one should cultivate equanimity. Right, and after cultivating equanimity, one should cultivate love, right, and having cultivated love, one should cultivate compassion, right, and once, you know, one has some degree of compassion, one has to again cultivate love, right, and then one also has to cultivate equanimity, right, so then these qualities of equanimity, love, and compassion, right, have, you know, to be cultivated, you know, until, you know, they are very firm, right, and Kamala Shila, right, said in his text, right, is, you know, once you have, you know, these qualities, right, then you have, you know, all the Mahayana qualities in the palm of your hand.
What I think in Semiji Rangjul and Dimichi Yahuchbe Sagi Nayahuyor. That is Julatin Monday Sajipuji and Sajipuji and Puichi Lipchimuji Sajipuji Shuji Metotum. Realizing yet the Jamban Sanji Chandu made the poor in Dogunam Dashin and Jubal Shosen. What that day Janjusima Tatum. अने कुंग चाय लामा पापु चिंबा जेजी तने कुंग चांबी मन तमन चे इंसान ते जिलोचे मुशिला चगियोर वो ते ची पुने अने तमन चे लाया ची चिना सामा ते कुने नी मन चे मामु योर ते ताई ना गाय सु चिकन ले योर बन नाइजिं ची मसम तान ते या पु तने ये तम गोरा मन चे लगने या ताया मैसे ने अने जावे ते जे ते रान मत दुगो योर जावे तू भी अम्ब ची वो चे ने बे Kundi Nobel Lucian, Tamji, Yoy Masam, maybe Tikul, you devachin, Mibachi, Yavina, Tirhamma, then the Shunirangachu and the Ma, ene kasa nga de risam chi du je na ka tu la je rum chin te su ru tam ji ren ge nyin ge pen de na ma de ne shu de wa o te la ma ti mi mi ba che ja na de ge yo de tim mi ba che ne che yu ji bu se ta yo ba yin na ene dön ngong go te ne ji dun chang bo ngong bo ti ya chen chue ju ko la ma ti je de kang ga ji dun chang bo ngong bo la ti 이제 我们家说的这样的呀，听不见的，因为特别我们都能接受什么接，听的接受不起的呀，听，谁人家接受不起听？但接受不起的呀，没听不见的，特别我们土高了呀，人家学见的，因为，听说怎么样，特别我们土高了解，听的，啷个嘛，就问的嘛，说的，因为。
人家，你接受不起了嘛？听没明白，简单这个样的。这几位呢，人家教育嘛，都要接吧的。可能那边都接吧，那起码都没啥困难了，我觉得。啊，对，你接不到那里，他妈的，多么想干啊？
对不？对对对。啊，听你的，就问你听。嗯。啊，对，您看的呢，啊，接不起了，听。接不起嘛，听我的
Okay, so after the four immeasurables, right, we will offer the mandala, right? So I think it's not evident in this practice here, right? But it is in right this folder here, right? If you look at page 15. Okay, page 14 and 15, right, we have the short mandala. Okay, so right, so this mandala offering, right, is actually related, right, to this story, right, in which, you know, this Bodhisattva called Sadaparulita, right, which actually means, you know, the one who always cries, right. So then, you know, he offered, right, mandala, you know, to his guru, right, right, for the sake of requesting the teacher. Now, in general, there are four types of mandala, right. There's outer mandala, right, inner mandala, secret mandala, and the suchness mandala. Okay, so here we will just, you know, go by the words, right, in the stanza, right. So on page 15, right, you see the English translation, right. The ground with sand is blessed, and with flowers strewn, adorned with Mount Meru, the four lands, the sun and the moon, transformed into Buddha land, and then offered. May all wandering beings enjoy this pure realm. Okay, right, so, right, you offer, right, this mandala, right, and then at the end of that, right, you say the mantra, Idam Guru Mandala, where is that? Idam, at the bottom of the page, Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kamniya Tayami, okay, bottom of 14, okay, right, so after offering the mandala, right, then you have to absorb, right, the objects of refuge that you have visualized before you. Okay, so if you have simply visualized a single figure, right, of Shakyamuni Buddha, right, in what we call the all-encompassing jewel system, right, then the visualization is very easy, right, simple, right. So then you simply think that Shakyamuni Buddha, right, then absorbs, right, into light. The Udishura, Tene Li Chuwon Tim, right? the Nomukundu Lu.
Ah, Undin Novi Lu.
Ah, Kosonoboto. What of Shu? Tene di Juoni Timber.
Ah, where to show money?
What of Jumar?
My Chongjongje.
Ah, oh, yeah, did it him on summer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Right, so then, you know, in that first system, right, you only visualize, you know, a single figure of Shakyamuni Buddha, right? So then you think that Shakyamuni Buddha, right, comes to your crown, right, and then absorbs, you know, into you, okay, through your crown, right? So then this figure of Shakyamuni the Buddha is small, right, like the size of your thumb, right? And then, you know, he passes, you know, through your central channel, right? And then... absorbs right into your heart, right? So if you have participate right in this Jainang the other day, as visualized, right, there is this lotus right at your heart, right? So then you think that, you know, this figure right of Shakyamuni Buddha right then goes right to the lotus at your heart. Okay, right, and if you know, you have visualized the objects of refuge, right, in a very extensive way, right, meaning, you know, besides Buddha Shakyamuni, right, you know, there are the other groups, right, of you know, gurus, right, the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and so forth, right, then you have to absorb them, right, in a progressive manner. Okay, so on the right of the central figure, right, you have the gurus, right, of the extensive lineage. Okay, so then you have to visualize that, you know, the lineage gurus then absorb into Maitreya. Okay, then Maitreya absorbs right into the right shoulder. Okay, of Shakyamuni Buddha. Right, and then, you know, on the left, right, you have the lineage masters of the profound view, right? So then these lineage masters absorb right into Manjushri, okay, and then Manjushri absorb into the left shoulder, okay, and then right above, right, we have the lineage gurus of the blessing practice lineage, right? They absorb into Vajradhara, right, and then Vajradhara, right, then absorb into the Buddha. Right, and then also, right, we have these, you know, 11 levels, right, of the, you know, lineage, of the other objects of refuge, right? So then you have to think that, you know, they absorb, right, progressively, right, and then, you know, they absorb into the two disciples of Lama Tsongkhapa, right, and then Lama Tsongkhapa, the two disciples of Lama Tsongkhapa absorb into Lama Tsongkhapa, right, and then Lama Tsongkhapa, right, absorb, right, into Buddha Shakyamuni, right, and then is right placed at the heart of Buddha Shakyamuni, right, and then Buddha Shakyamuni himself, right, then comes right to the crown of your head, right, and then, you know, absorb into you, right, passes through your central channel, right, and comes to abide right at the heart, right, at the center of your chest.
Yeah, that the answer to the name that. Jawaji. Tanguji letinima ne ta jirumuji gadenima, yigachinima, then she go in the tatelebe some time to tenichi go in mother. Ranin nebi changi shows you said, Cholpizet Yura.
Shuku, Yachusuma.
Oh, Nijetusunte, Tilutje, nothing, Tiget Mugot. Ran Navy, Changi Shores, Rivki, Barnum Givit, the Mol, Sumjitsasunta, Dele, Rumji, Quantum Pabe, and then Nankantae, Nati, Nankar, Tatje. Did a boot, Gadenji ne jing zhong xie de bu dang. 지수 장군들 산진 가버리. 근데 사제 두 번째 집에 들어와. 어디? 그래서 이 산지 동간에 준비 내내 가다 이거 준비지. 이거 직토기 장주 선보 군지 내 땜비 신감. 이거 직토세주 이거 뒤에는 산진 조명기 장주 선보 두서 이거 직토세. 산지지 신이름 붙이 라인 란테다르 념샹 대화 도단 테마라 소비 매장 엔네나 멜치 띠나 멜체바 어디 딘디기때니 멜체바 세지 사지라 멘르이 미그리 수티바 기무체단 초단 젠부단 군든 종이 존신 군도 탐진 중 중심지였나 뒤자르다 소인 도바 가리였나 팀하는 탐는 누구요리 룸부치 제마다베 추 초래 아니 장하 소지 담비 추지 대게 도바 담비 신의 용경 그 자주 속에 추지 다도고요리 파수 추시에 지요리 다도바 다양 님불 유물 조장 제삼부 매지 용수 김보 옐라 점부 점지 가와지와 소 다비 신기 조와 용수 조비 의수 근데 넘버제비 포장 기 체시 점이야 렌드 매버 근데 취지 렌드 매버 취지 토비 칸사 양전 통보했다. 예수 제목으로 주사가티 그게 컨벤션 세월. 강산 통보 샘칸당. 대인도나 예수 장군지 최송비 공가라와 최송사가다 라와지어와 공가라와. 이가 춘생지 위수스. 다디 위수 생계정부 제지 대비 룸부치 트위딩도 근데 야첩 무펑공부 군도 셀쏘모타부 니만 봄지 세제다 댐바 샤지샤니 투걸 춘골지 샤지 누신기 메토 농부던 지혜바 콜로당 근데 지루기 인챔바 인챔바스 룸부치 젠단 다른 하소지 나오사소와 우주도 동부 샤제 투비 모모 장주 최대 아니 제주 장군고 주월래야 최대 주월로 장준 최대지 투비 엄비 모모 장준 최대지 대버 다단이 두 잠빈린도 전부를 제외 잠비 주당세 셈니가 마장네 아니 패초조제는 주대열 주당지 제비 셸 하메 와당 지그네주 보스 말하자면 지그네주 되어지지 다디 예수 조지 바데 아디샤 아디샤 라이프 넘버로와 남카트마 메와당 라이프 넘버젠더우지 디유연두 제라마 라이프 넘버로와 Jason Jambon him boys and Jerumusi, Momoso San Jedu, Senla, Jason Jambon him boys or Nimbotan. Lota to chin tabu number, young to chin number tabu your mundo. Tendin number or to my mewa, Time or so, short you, Shingam Ramjum, ne dubi, Corso, pot mewa. Mewa la. 신신지 도디 다양한 조바 코소자수구 위나니 신신진도 송진의 최책의 여와 타나 중신기 롱구 구와타 중신 롱구 구와라 땐니 종위 두지마타와 땐민도 땐지 송여와 잔하소지 담비취지 다양 조바세 다양 조바 람긴 나위 아니 세월 퇴신 뒤 돈 일라 체르 짐바 다티 신금 텔레야 수수 예배 손으로 쳤네. 연예배 세진진 도순 거 여부터서 나위나 세부 시부지 거지. 터버지. 디 돈라테네. 돈다테 수수 하고 순 삼버지. 드좀부 메 부숨 소바 야. 나시진 용어. 신금 때는 배 주름지 주말로서 배 드좀부 마스 단데 뻬로서 근데 양주 동질 하게 요. 어 근데 드좀부 메 순 소바야. 나시지 되는 용어로 오지. 노주지 꼬비 차벌당 연된 타다 미기 원숭도 통숭 통화소 내들 원숭든 침받다비 싸울 줄을 세네 다디 호지 예수 자몽고모 주사티 내디 얘기 야호지 로라 메부치네 세타바이나 몸보는 간주 가든 이거 춘진의 지혜야겠다 오늘의 다비신 용어야가 비 체벌 전시 드래기요. 얘는 체갈라가 넘버 잡으시는가 그다 이거 춘들의 제베 쇼세 몸도 투이나 이거의 제 투야 그래요요.
Okay. Right. So with that, right, we will come to the actual part, right, of the Guru Yoga. Right. So right, so we're on page 2, right, of the sadhana here. Okay, so right, so first, right, we have to describe, right, you know, this place, okay, where Buddha Maitreya, right, is abiding. Okay, so right, first of all, right, you have to think, right, that there are these four levels, right, of the Mount Meru. Okay, so then you know you have to think that you know you're facing right the northern side. Okay, right. So there are four levels of Mount Meru. Okay, you can actually see it in this tanka over here, right, at the bottom there. Okay, right, there are four levels of Mount Meru, right, and then on top of that, right, above, right, the tip, the peak, right, of, this Mount Meru, right, there is this God realm, okay, called the Heaven of 33, okay, and then, you know, above that, okay, is a God realm, right, called Free from Combat. Okay, and then above, right, free from combat, right, we have the God realm, right, called, you know, Tushita. Okay, Tushita. Right, so this Tushita realm, right, is like a city, right, and then, you know, away, right, from, you know, this city, right, there is like an isolated, like a region. Okay, like that is like a monastery, right, which is in the space, you know, above it. Okay, in the space above it, right? And, you know, this is precisely where, you know, all the 1,000 Buddhas, you know, of the Fortunate Aeon, you know, will come, okay? Right, so we know that, 1,000 Buddhas, right, will come in, you know, this Fortunate Aeon, right? Buddha Shakyamuni is the fourth, right? And then Maitreya Buddha will be their fifth, okay? So this is the place, right, where they will come. Right, and then the bodhisattvas, right, who are obstructed by one life, okay, will also, right, rely, you know, upon this place. Okay, when we say, you know, the bodhisattvas who are obstructed by one life, right, so that refers to bodhisattvas who will attain Buddhahood, right, in that very life. Okay, so this place, okay, the Pure Land, right, called Tushita, right, is extremely beautiful, right? So the ground, okay, is flat, okay, very flat, you know, and soft, very comfortable, you know, like the palm, you know, of your hand, right? And then, you know, it is in the nature of precious stones. Okay, and the whole place, right, you know, is free from, you know, like rocks, you know, broken, you know, stone fragments and so forth, right? And the ground is such that, you know, when you step upon it, right, you know, it feels, you know, very soft. It will actually, you know, you know, become like slightly depressed, right? And then when you raise your feet, right, then, you know, the ground, you know, will also, you know, rise up, right? And You know, the ground, right, is made of gold, you know, with patterns, you know, set in it, right? These patterns, you know, are made of what we call viduria, you know, kind of a bluish stone, right, called a beryl, okay? And then, right, the place, right, has, you know, many beautiful parks and gardens, right, many lakes, ponds, right? And also there are these wish-fulfilling trees, right, trees that can, you know, fulfill whatever wishes and needs that you have, right? And besides that, right, you know, there are these, you know, banks, okay, of the, you know, the lakes, right, and the ponds, right? And, you know, the banks, right, are actually covered, you know, with sand, right, made of, you know, precious materials, precious stones, okay? And then there are birds, right, all kinds of birds, you know, flying around, right? And then they make the sounds of Dharma, right, very, very pleasant sounds, right? And then, right, the whole place, right, is, you know, permeated, right, with a very fragrant, you know, odor, right, very pleasant scent, okay? And then, you know, just by thinking about this place, right, then, you know, the mind, you know, feels happy, right, feels joyful, right? And then in this, in the middle, right, of this, you know, beautiful land, right, is the palace, okay, the palace of victory, right, of, you know, of Maitreya Buddha, right? So this palace, right, is extremely magnificent, right, and is really unparalleled, right, by, you know, other buildings, right? And, you know, it is a very tall, right, very tall, right, and very beautiful, right, ornamented by, you know, victory banners and so forth, right? And then, you know, in front of this palace, right, is a courtyard, okay? This courtyard called Kungarawa, right, where, you know, the Dharma, right, is being explained by Buddha Maitreya, okay? So then this, you know, this place, right, you know, is also known as Iga Chonzin, right, which means, you know, upholding the Dharma with a joyful mind, right? So in the middle of this courtyard, okay, where, you know, Maitreya Buddha will give teachings, right, there is a throne, right, made of jewels, right, supported by eight great lions, right, and then, you know, upon, right, this throne, right, is seated, right, Buddha Maitreya, right, so, you know, the body of Buddha Maitreya, right, is of, you know, pure gold, right, and then, you know, it has this radiance, you know, like, you know, hundreds and thousands of suns. Okay, right, and then Maitreya has one face and two arms, right, and you know, his two hands, right, at his heart, right, in the gesture of turning the Dharma wheel, okay, of explaining of turning the Dharma wheel, right, and then they hold, right, the stems, right, of the flower of a Naga tree. Okay, Naga tree, right, and upon, right, these flowers, right, of Naga trees, right, on one side, right, on the right, right, there is a wheel, okay, and on the other side, right, there is a vase. Di chilu di pumbara, ye kolo tang chilu ki a chenba zimba, chilu zum di pumbara.
Chilu zum di gong jiwa de.
Huh?
Pumbao zum di jiwa de.
Yeah, pumbara.
Jiru jiru na liyo ma de.
Uh-huh.
Right,
so you can actually see, right, what we're describing is, you know, right at the top of this tanka, right, so in the middle we have Maitreya, right, so then, you know, on the two sides we have these flowers, right, on one side, right, there is a, you know, wheel, on the other side a vase, okay, supported on these flowers, right, so next, right, you have to think that, you know, Buddha Maitreya, right, is beautified, you know, with different kinds of jewel ornaments, right, and then silken garments, right, and then at the top of his head, you know, at the crown, right, you know, is a stupa, right, what we call the stupa of enlightenment, right, that is actually in the nature of Shakyamuni Buddha. right? So, the legs of Buddha Maitreya, okay, right, are seated in such a way that, you know, the feet, right, you know, are planted on the ground, you know, like he's sitting on a chair, right? Right, so then, you know, this, right, you know, signifies that, you know, he's ready, you know, to get up, you know, and then come, you know, as the next Buddha. Okay, so he has a very delighted expression on his face, right? And then, you know, he's looking at us. Okay, he's looking at us. Then on his right side, right, is Atisha. Okay, Atisha, right, in the aspect, you know, of a son of a god, right? And then on the left side, right, we have Lamantsum Kapa. Okay, in the aspect also of a son of a god, right? And then we also have to visualize, right, that you know, the place, right, is filled, you know, with the sounds, you know, of the perfection of wisdom sutras, right? So then, you know, these teachings, right, are being given. Okay, being given. Okay, so the teachings, right, are given, right, to all the people who are present, right. So there are many kind of disciples, you know, and retinues, right, that are present, right, right. So from, you know, all the various directions, you know, and lands, right. These disciples gathered here, right, listening, right, to the explanations on the perfection of wisdom sutras, right, and also, right, the trees. Right, you know, when you know, are stirred by a wind, right, produce these sounds, you know, of you know, teachings of the you know, four seals, you know, such as all compounded phenomena are impermanent, and so forth, right, and then the birds, right, the birds, right, then also, you know, make, you know, the sounds, you know, of Dharma. Right, they also make sounds, right, that are explanations of Dharma, right, and then when we hear, right, these sounds, right, we hear them in a very, very clear manner, right, and we are able to understand their meaning in our minds, right, and then, you know, with our nose, you know, we are actually able to smell, you know, the you know, the fragrant scents, you know, the you know, the scent of ethics and so forth. Right, and then, right, you know, we have to think that, you know, with our eyes, you know, we are directly seeing, you know, all these, you know, special features in the environment, right, and then, you know, understanding, right, all their, you know, excellent qualities, right, so you have to visualize this, you know, as though, you know, you're directly, right, you know, perceiving it, you know, with your senses, right. So the purpose of visualizing this, you know, very clearly, right, is that we will establish, you know, this imprint, right, to be able to go to Shitapyolen, to go to Igajunze, right, and also, you know, at the time of death, right, then if we are able to recall, you know, this, you know, due to our, you know, familiarization with the visualization, then, you know, we create, right, a special cause, right, to be able to go to this Pure Land.
Yeah, the new machine tell ya so so ngun sum te le ne be na wi chue te wa de te ni jong ni ma xie ja wa na ji me ke tong su ene chue da na wi guo su guo de ji de yin la 철송선바데
Yes, so when we visualize, you know, such as such a Pure Land, right, we have to, you know, generate this very, you know, strong aspiration to go there, right, and then, you know, make this, you know, strong prayer to be able to reborn there. Right, and then, you know, this is exactly, you know, as is stated in this request prayer, right, that is composed by Kedrupje, right, which is request a prayer, right, to be able to go to where Lama Tsongkhapa is. Do all of you have this prayer? Everybody has it? Can I have a copy? Let me just pull a copy. That one, yeah. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Right, so this prayer was composed by Kedrupje, right? So after Lama Tsongkhapa passed away, you know, he directly perceived Lama Tsongkhapa five times, right? And then, you know, yeah, he was instructed, right, you know, by Lama Tsongkhapa, right, to generate this intention, right, to be able to come, right, to where Lama Tsongkhapa was abiding, right, and then he himself, right, then composed this prayer, you know, expressing his strong, you know, aspiration, right. So it says, through the force of making heartfelt requests with belief and respect to the Venerable Guru Losang Trapa, please bless me and others so that we may quickly come to the supreme land where you are protector spiding.
Owa tindi chini suwa shuta tamna ta ene sanji ji shang jungwa sen sanji ji shang tili jiwe ta geza mambu tsaga yo sari ene poe minche ene mara su shikala kandwa ina 동화양다제
Right, so when, you know, we make a strong request, right, in this way, right, we actually create the roots of virtue to be reborn, right, in such a pure land, right, and, you know, this, you know, is actually kind of similar to this Powa practice, right, the practice of the transference of consciousness, right. For example, we find this practice, right, in the context of Lama Chopa, right, Guru Puja, right, so by making such requests, right, we actually ripen, right, you know, the causes, right, to be able to be, right, reborn in the Pure Land.
Yeah, that ne, jangunji tukar seji daba sheba dabu ngosu se. Kautaba dabse dabse de den kautana den denjin do masengan do. Yiche ne.
Ale.
Dindila kuyu sare. Ine tanan de chelo de chiba se de pa chidata wanda wena. So, this is a bit genuine, because I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Number Lono to be Una Rangi Zawi Lame Lamatan Ye Mo Ye Manchi Ba Yaw Tamchi Ji Chenzi Nusum Jig to Dubi Dani Kamsun Chi Yaw Sungawa Chembu Yasi Sum Semba Sum Zig the Jeti Ene Jugba Mosu Java Dabo Jurusen Tangadu Gadin Laji Machena, Gadin Laji, Gonji Tukani, Rakwe Shunzer, Pondi Chunzes, Chuji, Kunjan Rosan, Says and Chibon and the Sis Sulse, Jendengita, Chiti, Insari, ya.
Right, and next we have to visualize that, you know, at the heart, you know, of Maitreya Buddha, okay, right, you know, is, you know, this, endless knot. Okay, this you know, image of an endless knot. You know how an endless knot looks like? Right, you can actually, it's the third kind of symbol, right, on the third from your right, right, this endless knot. Okay, so you visualize that at the heart, right, you know, of Buddha Maitreya, you know, there is this image of an endless knot, right, that is on the surface, of a gold, you know, like a very well-polished gold plate, right, and then on top of that, there is this image, right, of an endless knot, right, very brilliant, okay, shiny. Right, and then, within that endless knot, right, is Lama Tsongkhapa, okay, right, so then, there are these, billowing clouds, wisdom clouds, of compassion, for all the beings, right, in our continent. Okay, so upon, right, these clouds, right, is Lama Tsongkhapa, right, and his two disciples. Right, so Lama Tsongkhapa, right, is actually of an indivisible entity, right, with our own kind root guru. Right, and then he is in the nature, right, that encompasses, right, all the wisdom, compassion, and power, of all the Buddhas, right. So, right, Lama Tsongkhapa is the Dharma king of the three realms, right, and then the two disciples are on his side, right, and then each of these figures are in the form of what we call a three-tiered being, right, of three layers. Each of these beings, right, are in the is in the form of a three-tiered being, right. So then, visualizing this, right, you have to think that, you're actually seeing them, right, with your own eyes. Okay, and this corresponds to the first stanza, right, on page 2. Okay. Right, so the English translation reads, "From the heart of the Lord of Tushita's 100 gods, floating on white clouds, piled like fresh curds, O Dharma King Omniscient Losangchapa, please come here together with your sons."
Ani yawa dojin chang, ti tuka la ani unyik che ne, jirumu che tamsik senpa che, ti tuka la yehi senpa ani yawa dojin chang che, ti tuka la tingin senpa unyik che. Ta tini ma ani gyatsab che ge ani tuka la pangchaw shenresik che, ti tuka la shenresik sabun che, tingin senpa che. Ini kerjaji itu kala china doji je, dia itu kala tak china doji ikut sembah je, dia itu kala tak hongik je ni. Jika sesungguh sembah sungguh je, tentu je ni mungkin je ya.
Jadi sih itu kala kahre.
Mere jasab je orang wa.
Jasab je.
Ini mungkin le jasab je orang wa.
Yeah.
Jasab je itu kala siapa sih?
Jadi sih.
Cha sih wa.
Cha sih apa tu ni?
Dia itu kala tak sabun tersir wa.
Right, so let us elaborate on what we mean, right, by, each of these figures, right, being, in the form of a three-tiered being. Okay, so Lama Tsongkhapa, the central figure, right, has at his heart Vajradhara. Okay, and then Vajradhara has, right, at his heart, right, the syllable Hong. Okay, so Vajradhara is what we call the exalted wisdom being, right, and then Hong, right, at his heart is called the concentration being, right. So then this way, right, there are three tiers. Okay, then on the right of Lama Tsongkhapa, right, is his disciple, right, Gyaltsub J. Okay, so Gyaltsub J, right, has at his heart four-arm Avalokiteshvara. Okay, four-arm Chenrezig, right, and at the heart of Avalokiteshvara, right, is the syllable Hri. Okay, so that's the concentration being, right. Then on the left of Lama Tsongkhapa, right, we have his spiritual son Kedrupje, right. So at the heart of Kedrupje, right, is Vajrapani, okay, the wisdom being, right, and then at the heart of Vajrapani is the syllable hum, okay, the concentration being, right? So each of the three figures, right, in the form of the three-tiered being.
Yeah. That any miwa chen da ngani gadan la jin gun ji tu ka ne ra ge shu su pon de chu chu ye gun jin lo zan se da je ban nen de xi su su ru se ne ani su su tan ji yu ge sam lu ta ja wa te la yi ni ma ji ya su sun pe ne yi ji bi chu ji te le ma ti en za un ba wa sen te le ti wo ju ji ji ja ani miwa chen ji gom yo ru wa se ma sim si gom yo ru wa Ini yang jauh yang kadang lagi kunci tu kan ini semacam ini yang sesungguh macam dari sini teltim. Kalau kau tu pergi ayah kau tu nak main dek pergi, kan kalau pergi kau tu nak.
Okay, right. So right, we visualize right these you know three figures, right. So now right we have to you know recite the first stanza. Okay, right, from the heart of the Lord of Cheetahs, 100 gods, floating white clouds piled like fresh curds. O Dharma, King Omniscient, O Samtrapa, please come here together with your sons. Right, so you have to visualize that, you know, the actual, right, Lama Tsongkhapa and his two sons, right, come and they absorb into what you have already visualized, right, before you. Okay, so if you don't have, right, a picture, right, of Lama Tsongkhapa and his two sons, right, Rinpoche, right, has copies. Right, for you.
Janju, can you take it? And then, so you learn that you say you are in and dig, but you will choose you to attend the channel and degree from the war. Then, you were sergeant gay, net to a young lad, dumba, mother the chip of Boa Lass. You used to saw a name. Dungy Nanker, centipede, Jason Lama Jim, then quit. Alo tep sonu chinjo temba jeshe ka je ju su so rusen ta yanla temba janda yena temba jeshe ka je ju su so rusen te sonde te yanla temba ju gule yo talin de be tenji ge ne che ne ma chen de shu tsar ta ga lang sa da ane nyangale men da so an de be yuri ndu juro chi, tamba jie shi kai jie shu su su ru chen ni, eni nyangali mendo suwan de bat chi, tati le la gundu wa, kuan singma lo xiang, di huwa ten du xiang.
Okay, right, so with that, right, we will come to a section, right, that discusses, you know, how to practice the seven limbs, right, and also to offer the mandala, right. So the practice of the seven limbs and the offering of the mandala, right, subsume all the essential points for the accumulation of merit and the purification of negativities, right. So on page 2, right, we see in the middle of the page, right, this stanza requesting to remain in the world. In the space before me, on lion throne with lotus and moon, sits the holy Lama with the beautiful smiling face. Supreme field of merit for my mind of faith, please stay 100 aeons to spread the teachings. Right, so usually, right, you know, when we do the seven limb, right, the request for, you know, the Buddhas to remain, right, and not pass away comes at a later part, okay? But here, right, you know, it is, you know, arranged, right, as the first, you know, of the seven limbs, right? So this, right, actually creates a special auspiciousness, right, for, you know, the Guru to remain.
Yeah. 就当三界了呀，俺是两个人们到说完这个月了嘛，到过两个人的呢，等你有嘛。三界个过程前面东西特别过些呢，南国其实那几把都，过个大年前前就得个月了。现在呀，新工队的队个，确实是都是要做着的，两个人这边出点呢，那么下去对吧？两个人这边出点钱呢。 And tindi nyangalini diya yawamarwa. Sa nyangalini diya chukdambasi. Tindi matenrawa chisi, nganzu bimikin tosa tila yukdenrawa chisi, kuyi nambati yurawa chisi, suwate kuyawarwa. Yeah.
Right, so here we are requesting, you know, the Buddhas to remain, right, not pass away. Now, in fact, you know, the Buddhas will never pass away, right? They're not ordinary beings like us, you know, who will, like, die, you know, and pass away, right? So here, when we request them to remain, yeah, we are actually requesting them not to display passing away, okay? Right, so, you know, the Buddhas are, in fact, you know, free from death, right, and they will abide, right, as long as space exists, right? However, right, it can be the case that, you know, Buddhas, right, you know, they appear, right, in a certain location, right, in a certain world, right, and then the disciples, right, you know, who are, you know, to be subdued by them, right, run out, okay? So in a particular, you know, region, you know, world, right, you know, the disciples, you know, have run out, right, those to be, you know, subdued by them, right? So then in that case, right, then, you know, these Buddhas will display passing away, right? But this does not mean that, you know, they actually pass away, right? Because, you know, in many other lands, right, you know, in other, you know, world systems, right, of the universe, right, there are other disciples who are waiting for them, right, you know, who right, have, you know, this, you know, ability, right, to meet them, right? So then these Buddhas then will display, right, themselves, you know, in these other world systems.
Tadini chansewe yang la tele ta kishi chungun jawe loju tuk se wundu kisha ye tene denba nyi kunzov denba da tuantambe denba lam tabki nyi nyeba sanye ji kun nyi ta chita chini ji chue tamche be lante le juru re jaba nangshin zikdebe loju tuk chita chini jawe loju tuk kishi chungun jawe loju tuk Kaisa nawe janjur leshe sungus. Ta kawada denbe duja. Jirumichi shejube katula ta. Kawada denbe duja tijela. Jirumichi sumbum puti chokje yorwa. O tindigi sung. Yani janjur leshe sung. Taabe peji lamar zebe kus. Pe jikten na taabe la jela suba. Tuso tamche be sechi nuan dengengi. And the kui yihi ji wei ji, and the ben zebe ku. Tongwa da tueba da chamba zamji, and the rangi ju la tarbiya da tamchen chenbi, tuebi ba shang jwa yandra wo. Jiwa shima tuanyi ji lo ji yandra wo. Tindigi tani, tuanda damba yinza, tuanden tela chansi lo sani, chansi wei yang la tindigi jirin duwa.
Right, and then the next limb from among the seven limbs, right, is the limb of prostration at the bottom of page 2. Right, so the stanza reads, your mind, pure genius, spanning the whole of knowledge, your speech eloquent, jewel for the lucky year, your body beautiful, shining with fame's glory. I bow to you, so meaningful to see, hear, and remember. Right, so first, right, your mind, pure genius, spanning the whole of knowledge, right. So this refers to, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's mind, right, his omniscient mind, right, is able to comprehend all the objects of knowledge, right, the two truths, for example, right, conventional truths and ultimate truths, right. He completely comprehends method and wisdom, right. He completely comprehends the two bodies. Right, truth body and form body and so on. Okay, so that is prostration to his mind. Then the second line, your speech eloquent, jewel for the lucky year. Right, this is prostration to the speech. Right, so this refers to you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's speech. Right, that is so eloquent. Right, that it is like an ornament. Right, for the years of those who are fortunate. Right, so Lama Tsongkhapa taught, you know, a total of 18 volumes, right? You know, of text, right, to his disciples, right? His writings, right? His teachings, right? Collected into 18 volumes, right? And then the third line, your body beautiful, shining with fame's glory, right? So this is a praise to his body, right? Which is, you know, very beautiful, right? And then, you know, shining, right, with, you know, all the various marks and signs, right? And then, right, the fourth line says, I bow to you, so meaningful to see, hear, and remember, right? So, you know, merely, right, by, you know, seeing, hearing, remembering, you know, Lama Tsong Kapa, right, then we place very positive imprints on our minds, right? And we're also able to generate, you know, these aspirations, seeking these qualities.
Yeah, that's the cha thing when you're going to Namjin cha tela. Ani lu ge cha, nga ge cha, yi ge cha zheni, ani sum xia ge yoy. Ta lu ge cha zhela, ani jiang xia, gong xia zheni, lu tam xie sa le pe ni cha zheni, san ha ge ni xie xia bi, ani jiang xia. Ani gong xia zheni, luo ni xie xia bi, yang la nga sa le de bi cha zheni, gong xia zhe ge yoy. In a man to loot, Pesha Yahoo's down to way, and a man to Tanjo Kumulin, she would touch him with his money, Jerome Chigi, and a Taviton, Yijin Nolila, Yijin Yinobu, Munta Mambuli, Lund Lava, you are saying, and the Pesha Tang, Shina, then did a Pesha Tang, Machina, Yan, Diva Pesha Tang, and the Diva Chandrua. Gayshola Pesha Tang, and the Pen Lava Yavati, Tabji Chorchi, Yijin Tonguyori. 江波村归于,当你们都是江州生存村归于,老婆有没得给你写人村归于,东西都被写人,没打算去都被写人,我听你给写人有些刚刚听村归于,听你个听你,村都见你,家里往去,给你特别写人,送的就给,特别送就去村归于,东西写不起来,那听你写人。给你妈你写不起来,那他,去送就是也过来忙不休息了。 这旧的家具三级一组顿准备你不去下个月。现在这一刻就得去家具三级一天的走不深的走不到。现在一些建筑别个你不下个月的。你们看到这个样子的。现在别个三级一送。现在他送了养老出去一样的等别他送出别个你吧。 Ninggi kato jaya tiki namba tamshin chimi yishi rangyu li jaya ki nivaji jaya ki yore. Ti yidu, eni tindi chini ta jangsha kumsha karchana ti luji cha. Eni tindi mayimba chini ya kushib chini, gogogu chini, be tamu jaya zama cha, luji cha yore yore. Nga ji cha tila ta, ngandu sanji chuso mando vandungi yinanda. Tanda di kabke ene pige kisi chongkun jawe lo ju tuk saya tige ma rwa. Kaisana we jenju leshe su trawe nam tondu trambi tondan la shang tsele sene. Wa tindi tsik tu su nwe ne. En jirum chi churang tu jir la chenpa. Pe jizun jambi yangke tene cherub chini juyoba tamchi churang la nga diyo re. Pabashan is still in Hinji, Chinji, Yuva, Churan, Nadiore. Somewhere double, then the Tutu Nibu Kazi, Yuva, Churan, Nagyore, Churan, Tugil, Yore. Mandu Jule, Tinis, Jiva, Chiroshi, and Tabet, Yil, Najan, Tsing the Sana, Hushire, Tsing the Sana, and Chambum, Jirum Chikurangi, Jizun Jambi, and Sajan Nashosone, Chambum, Sunshi Songa, the Mandate Najin, Chisana.
Right, so to elaborate more right on how to perform this limb of prostration, right? In general, we can perform prostrations with our body, right, with our speech, right, and with our mind. Right, so to perform prostrations with our body, right, you know, we can do right? For example, you know, the long prostrations, right? You know, right? So then that actually is prostrations, right? According to the Tantra system, right? We can also do, you know, the short prostrations, right? Where we touch the five parts of our body, right? To the ground, right? That is prostration according to the sutra system. Okay, right, so if we know how to make use of our body, right, then, you know, we can, you know, accumulate, you know, so much merit, right? This precious human body we have, right, is more valuable, you know, than hundreds and thousands, you know, of wish-fulfilling jewels, right? So if we are able to make a good use of it, if we know how to do that, right, then we are able to accumulate so much virtue. But, you know, if on the other hand, we do not know how to make use of it, right, then it becomes, you know, a vehicle for creating negativities, right, and, you know, collecting negative karma, right? So a brief way of making prostrations, right, is, you know, actually to simply fold our palms, right? So our right hand symbolizes method, right? Right, that will include, you know, qualities such as love, compassion, equanimity, bodhicitta, and so forth. Right, and our left hand symbolizes wisdom. Right, the wisdom realizing emptiness, the wisdom realizing, you know, the other forms of knowledge, and so forth. Right, so, you know, when we join, you know, our two hands together, right, you know, this actually symbolizes the union of method and wisdom. Okay, so that is the explanation according to the sutra system, right? And of course, according to the tantra system, okay, the, you know, the meaning of union, right, is very, very extensive and profound. Okay, so there are many, you know, levels of significance, right? And right, so when we make prostrations, right, you know, by, you know, touching, right, our, you know, crown, okay, the top of our head, you know, with, you know, our folded palms, right, we create a cause to be able to attain, you know, the Ushnisha, the crown protrusion, right, of the Buddha's body, right, and we touch, you know, the palms, right, to our forehead, we create a cause to be able to attain, you know, this hair curl, you know, of the Buddha, right, between the eyebrows. When we touch, you know, our palms to our throat, we create the causes to be able to attain the speech of the enlightened ones, you know, with the 60 melodious qualities, right? When we touch our palms, right, to our heart, right, we create a cause to be able to attain, right, the omniscient exalted wisdom, right, of the Buddhas. Right, so so physical prostrations or prostrations of the body, right, can come in these forms, right? You know, we can do the long prostrations, right? We can do the short prostrations, right? Or, you know, we can simply, you know, bow, you know, with, you know, our palms, right? You know, placed respectfully, right? Respectfully, right, at our heart, right? And when, you know, we make these prostrations, right, we need to, you know, remember that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, right, his mind, you know, is like, you know, Manjushri, right, it's actually mind of a Manjushri, right, you know, completely omniscient, right, comprehending all objects of knowledge, right, and, you know, you know, his he also has, right, this you know, quality of complete fully developed compassion, right, of Avalokiteshvara, right? He also has, you know, the fully developed power, you know, of all the Buddhas, right, of Vajrapani, right? So remembering these qualities, right, you know, we generate this mind of longing, right, you know, thinking, you know, please, you know, bestow, right, you know, these qualities of wisdom, compassion, and power upon me, right, I want to be able to generate, right, you know, these minds, right, and then, you know, we make prostrations, right, physically with our body, right, so right? You know, we can accumulate, you know, many numbers, right? For example, 100,000, you know, 200,000, and so forth, or as many as we are able to do, right? So remember that Lama Tsongkhapa himself, you know, offered 100,000 prostrations to each of the 35 Buddhas. You know, so at the instruction of Manjushri, right, he engaged in these practices, you know, offering, you know, 100,000 mandalas, you know, 100,000 prostrations to each of 35 Buddhas and so forth, right? So being the followers of Lama Tsongkhapa, right, we should try to practice in a similar way.
Yeah. Papa jambar jyoni jyoba la chanthar lo jini suta shokun jeten na du sum sheva meyi sange ko daki malu tata tamche la luta ngayi tamye cha jeos. Mene papa jambar zuebe du sum je jeva tamche la me luta ngata yeji kon cha je. Lu cha tanji tere ngaka cha tanda ngani mandoman doyate. Yeji cha be tebe kune ngane Tenamji tuju ku yonden de ngal tumna chimaru samba tele yeji sha sha ju. Enu ta ngai ta sha ju. Zambu che be mun to da ki jawa thamje yi chi ngon sum. Shin ki du ni lu ru to ba is. Jawa thamje du ne yo ba chen ne rang ge lu ti ji den ji kham ji sai du ta nyam ba. Cha me ba ja zhi je ne. Ene cha se ya. Shin ki du ni lu ru to ba yi. Yawa kunla rab tu chansi alu. Tele lawa chik dujik dana dunyi sanje nam. Dujan chamo chik dina ya jitanyi kamji eni dujumji sanje tamji shungu yawari. Dujan chamo chik dina ya. O te tamji la ya me te da nyambi me lu chuji ni chansi ga yus. Dujik dana dunyi sanje nam. Sanje se ki wina juba ta. Tete chuji yana maliwa tamche jawa taki kawar mewesen. Ene rangi luye teta nyamba che ne chanze. Taka na jenga rangi lu toma mewa ne lu kazi lan yuwa yana te tamche tanda rangi nyamdu ene chanze yuwa mikwa che na. Tete ti kubji ene tiba saja tuzo taya ta sunum saya chi yungu yore. Nipa tela rangi jambi sumche jini chi yuwa tamche Me number Jen Jen, Rang and Yamdu, Chasa, you move Jenna. So no judgment was she was start to go. What did Tamji Rant in a pugay? Degu Chimbutone, Yawatamji, the Chasa, you were Jenny, Chantena. Any pension was she were raised on ya.
Right, so we also make prostrations, right, with our. Speech, right, you know, with our mind, right, thinking that, you know, may I be able to attain, you know, your qualities of body and mind, right, so some of you may be familiar with the King of Prayers, right, the King of Prayers, the aspirations of, you know, the conduct of Samantabhadra, right, so, right, in that, you know, prayer, right, there is a very detailed description, you know, of, you know, making prostrations, right, so you know, it talks about how you know, I will you know, make prostrations with as many bodies, right, as there are, you know, atoms, you know, of you know, atoms in the world, right, and then, you know, on each atom, right, you know, there are these, you know, infinite Buddhas, right, and I emanate, you know, as many bodies, you know, as there are Buddhas, right, make prostrations to them, right, and so forth, right, so, right, we can also visualize that, you know, all, right, you know, the bodies we have taken, you know, since beginningless time, right, in our previous lives, are also making prostrations together with us. Okay, right, so if we do that, then we will purify the negative karma we have created, you know, while we have taken those bodies. Okay, right, and also we can visualize that all sentient beings are making prostrations with us, right, all the sentient beings in the six realms are in the form of human beings, right, and, you know, we are making prostrations, right, all together, right, so if you make prostrations in this way with faith and respect in your mind, right, it will be so beneficial and you will gather very extensive merit.
어제 딘디기 그게 미버트스 야호치니 차진 세비 페어 컨디지어를 세디 랑게 루그 월은 냄비 딘디마진 원신 세지 사실로 마투코 버트 두친 장까지는 땅아도 정말 태우마로와 디 장단 냄비 얘는 콜로지 위제비 지원 편시 내사가 요레스 먼저 지워주면 미치기 룰레야게 유사야야 다 깔리 가고 이거로와 자진 세지 드니여나다 쉬우지로와 이내에 드니 대로 주어지네 워낙 지대니 컴나 드니 차생의 몸분도 이내 벽에 콜로지오 제어 생긴데 공부시고 이래시아세지 지단에 콜로지오 제어보다 지대니 컴지 않는다시는 강간에 유지하래 이내야 콘조세나 양 콘조 점구요래 콘조사 주교말 콘조사이나 콘조 배시라고 예배치무리 콘조사사가 유유도 장주선물로 오지지만 또번 토하지나 그와 똥도 사자비 이니 게사투순 점구요래 다 똥이 또비 시려다 띠니기 쓴비 게사투순 점두고 말마도 띠마인바 점구요래 이니 랑리 냠바지 트외이나 그거 잘해서 어떻게 계산 좀 그랬어요. 뒤도 시작에 공조된 년가 선물에 공조계산 좀 그랬어요. 가르치할 때도 근데 장생의 관계 계산되게 공조 이제 지원된 투구요 말 가르치는 팁으로 공조 좀 그랬어요. 이게 맞아 공조를 접속지 공조 망상된 데 체질을 누가
Right, so what is the benefit of doing one prostration? Right, so when you do one prostration, right, you know, there are these, particles, right, below your body, right, you know, in the ground, right, all the way, right, down to what we go to call the golden ground, okay, the surface, the base, golden base, you know, of the universe, right, so, you know, from, this surface of the earth, right, below you, okay, all the way down to this, golden base. How many particles are there? You know, how many atoms are there? Right, infinite, of course. Right, and it is said that, you know, when we make one prostration, right, you will actually accumulate the merit, right, to be reborn, right, as a wheel-turning king. Okay, this is a very powerful universal monarch, right? For as many times as there are particles, right, that are covered by your body, okay, that lie below your body all the way up to the down to the golden base, right? So that is, you know, amazing merit, right? So you may think, well, if that is the case, right? I mean, many people do prostrations, but there are very few wheel-turning kings. What happened? Right, so of course, you know, it is very hard to even attain a good human rebirth, right? Right, but to be able to accumulate karma to, achieve infinite, you know, rebirth as wheel-turning king, right? That is pretty inconceivable, right? So the reason why there are so few wheel-turning kings, okay, although, you know, there are many more who do prostrations, it's because although many people have accumulated the karma to be reborn, right, as a wheel-turning kings, right, before they actually become reborn as a wheel-turning king, right, they destroy that, you know, good karma, right, through anger, okay, right, so it is said that if, you know, we get angry at someone, you know, who is more highly realized than us, okay, for example, bodhisattvas, then we will destroy the roots of virtue connected over 1,000 eons, right? And, you know, if we get angry at someone who is of a lower realization than us, right, we will, destroy, the roots of virtue of 100 eons, right? Besides the roots of virtue we've created, right, while being conjoined with the view of emptiness, right, all other roots of virtue, right, are vulnerable, right? You know, to anger, right? It can be destroyed, you know, by anger, right? So then for that reason, right, it is very important, right, for us to avoid, right, getting angry, right? And we do find that we get angry rather easily, right?
Yeah, that chambum sangye na tanji di sangye chuzo ma yamdru simji di da dhani chansegi na peyogu yore. Dine yigya da dhani tsena yogu yore. Dine tongsha da dhani jirumji tongsha ka lasun sungin tsena da dhani sana yore. En daga na jengi om namu manzu shuri, namu su shuri, namu udama shuri suwase di nga da dhani sana ya. And the child is in the child's own service.
Right, so to explain more about prostrations by means of our speech, right, as we are, you know, physically, right, doing prostrations, right, let's say, you know, we're trying to accumulate 100,000 prostrations, right, then while we are physically doing the prostrations, right, verbally, we can recite, you know, for example, you know, the Vajrasattva mantra. Right, we can recite, for example, the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, right, that we do, right, at the beginning of class, you know, the prayer that goes, Sangye Chodang Suge Chodang now, right. We can recite that stanza, refuge and bodhicitta, right, we can verbally recite Vajrasattva mantra, right, 100-syllable mantra of Vajrasattva. We can recite, you know, the names of the 35 Buddhas, you know, just as Lama Tsongkhapa had done, right, when he was doing his, you know, prostrations, right. We can recite also this stanza, right, from Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, right, this stanza at the bottom of page 2, your mind, pure genius, and so forth, right? Okay, and then we can also recite, right, the mantra, right, the prostration mantra, Om Namo Manjushriye, Namo Sushriye, Namo Uttamashriye Soha, right? So then it is said that when you recite that mantra, right, all your prostrations will be multiplied 1,000 times. Okay, right, and then yeah, one point, right, regarding, you know, reciting, right, the stanza from Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, right, when you recite it, you memorize it, right, and then you recite it as you do the prostrations, right, and then, you know, you think that you're requesting, right, for the, you know, the qualities of body, speech, and mind of Lama Tsongkhapa.
Yeah, that thing has to be done, because it has to be done, because it
Right, so we will stop here, right, for the explanation of Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. Right, and previously when I was teaching Kamalashila's stages of meditation, yeah, we did not have enough time for questions, right? So since we have 5 minutes left now, right, if you have any questions, you can ask them now, right? Does anyone have a question?
Yeah,
Yeah, so indeed, I did say that, the long prostration belongs to the Tantra system and the short prostration to the Sutra system, right? But this does not mean, right, that, you cannot, do the long prostration if you're practicing Sutra and, you cannot do the short prostration if you're practicing Tantra. It's not like that, right? So you can practice both types, right? But here, when I gave that explanation, right, it is actually more a case of the terminology, right? Because in the Vinaya text, right, which is of course text belonging to the Sutra system, right, there is this explanation, right, of the short prostration there, right, and then in the context, right. So then in the context of the Vinaya, right, it says, one performs this short prostration, right, of the Vinaya, in which, the five places of the body, right, contact the ground, right, and the five places, right, are, the two knees, right, the two palms, right, and, the head. Right. Okay. So, right. So then there is such a terminology, right, used in the Vinaya text, the text on discipline, right, belonging to the Sutra system, right. And then in the Tantra text, right, in the context of requesting for blessings, right, in initiations or empowerments, right, there is the use of this terminology, right, which says the long prostration or the extended prostration, right, in which the entire body, right, falls upon the ground.
But can do both, okay? Then no more question? You have question? Okay.
Direct yogic perception. I see. So how do you know the yogic direct perceiver, right, that directly perceives emptiness is possible? Yeah. The Lori Gao Le Ding Neo Jung Won Sung Yo Ya.
Lori Gao Le Ding Neo Jung Won Sung Yo Ya. Yo Ya. Yo Ya.
Yeah, Tini Ya De Bena Ya De Thangbo Ya De Dong Yin Dok Du Ya. Tunji Tsuki Ya Dong Ya. Tini Ya La Ya Tini Won Sung Dok Du Ya. Yeah. Ine Tini Ki Ding Neo Jung Won Sung Yo Ba. Kanji Es Jung.
Oh. 내정 무슨 여와 데이터 냠냠 토네 하고 듣고요. 남부 돈이 집이 리버고 로아. 전등이 지게 리버고 난다 전등 값이 다양다 꾸는데 돈이 주고 로아. 돈이 중세 고지 로아. 집이 좀 내랑 돈이 또 온디 돈이 된 대비군 또 고요. 돈이 된 대비군 또 온디 된디 돈이 된 대비군 또 별로티 양네 양도 곰네. 맨 티브 침부로 있는 저놈 저 세모 저바 춘쇼 바디야 곰 돈지 바차차차서 돈지 너무 총총총서 돈지 자는 문난간 차소나 다 돈이 전부 무슨 나요 거 되네 돈이 또 왜 내줘 무슨 세네 무슨 차도
나서
좋아 네 담부 또 오버지 돈지 된 대우고 또 오버지 코야네 아주 곰곰곰 지네 코 무슨 지 되네 야야 곰나 산지기
Right, so how do you know the yogic direct perceiver, right, is attainable? Right, it is through practice that you know that. Right, because when you want to realize emptiness, right, at the beginning, right, you have to apply some kind of reasoning, right, to establish emptiness. Right, because emptiness is a slightly hidden phenomena, right? So then you have to apply some reason. Right, so that you can generate this inferential consciousness, okay? Right, so then when you first realize emptiness, right, it is mixed with this generic image, right, or what we call a meaning generality, okay? Right, so on the occasion of the path of preparation from among the five paths, right, you have to repeatedly meditate, on emptiness, right? And during this process, right, the meaning generality, will become, less and less. right? Less and less, right? So as you pass through, you know, the paths of preparation, right? There are four stages, right? Heat, peak, right? And then forbearance, right? And then supreme mundane qualities, right? So over these four stages, right, you have to meditate on emptiness again and again, right? Until, you know, the meaning generality, right, completely disappears, right? And then you perceive emptiness nakedly, directly, right? So then you directly realize emptiness, you attain a yogic direct perceiver, realizing emptiness, right? And then through continuous cultivation, eventually you attain the omniscient mind of a Buddha. I see. How do you know you can eliminate the conceptual mind? How do you prove that this conceptual mind will will lead to a direct realization?
Tony Tobe, Tony to Tobe, Lot Chichenwa. Conjecture Yanga and Mandre were Yane and the Combatiana, San Tatu, Jungo in the Ten Ten. And the Bay Gomson Yamba the Matu were Semji and there.
Ala
Rock Ten Ten Musho Yorwa, Yiji Namhi, Kotong Namhiti.
Yeah. Well, the proof is actually very difficult. Yeah, you have to study, you know, Dharmakirti's text, the commentary to the compendium on valid cognition, Pramadavatika. So anyway, you know, in brief, right, you have to, you know, understand this logic, right? So the logic goes like this, right? Right. The mind, right, that, you know, realizes emptiness, right, by means of meaning generality, okay, will, right, transform, right, into a clear appearance meaning direct perception, right, through repeated cultivation, right, and the reason is, right, because the mental consciousness is stable, right, and, you know, the excellent qualities of the mind, right, can increase more and more. Inherently existent? The last step meaning on the path of seeing?
The meditation of the object has to be the mind.
Rather than the person or phenomena.
Yes.
And the tong lam ya de dong ning gong ju de ming pa de encourage you. De ming pa ya de de sem sem gi rang xin ying guo de. De kang sa tang chue.
De de ma ma chen ma chen ni jia de wa.
Yeah.
干啥当没得出去当没你家的哇？我对你刚容去。干啥当没不晓得？干啥？他谈起我见到人心嘛，知不知道哇？人就不见得多来哈有的哇？什么怎么见得多来有的哇？人那样，听着干啥个东西多年当，出去等多年是出去当没啥做什么等多年的？啊嘞。什么有的哇？哦。 That dātāng yāntāng nīgā yūmē lī mījīvī shīrā sēnē, dōjī sīmī tēnsī. Yūlī chūpa dōjī sīmī tēnsī yuā, chua kuwa. Ā, tēl tēn tō kua rī. Tē kūnsī tē hā kū kio mā rī.
Ā, nē. Chēnā dī kāngsā dī dātāng dī tū mā rā.
Rī rī.
Tā
tū mā rī. Kāngsā rāñi tā rāng kā sēm kū tāng lā jīpa chēnā, bōsī lī lā yuā.
Right, so of course there are two kinds of selflessness, right, that you can realize, right? There is a selflessness of persons, right, selflessness of phenomena. Right, now between the two, it's easier to realize selflessness of persons, right? Right, and then, you know, when we talk about, you know, the realization of the selflessness of phenomena, this mainly refers to meditating on the selflessness of, you know, the mind. Okay, right, so the reasonings that I use, right, in the realization of these two types of selflessnesses, right, the first, right, to realize selflessness, right, you basically use the reasoning called, you know, freedom from one or many, right, you know, so then, you know, it is, it does not exist inherently, right, because, you know, it is free from, you know, inherently one or many, okay, right, and then, you know, when realizing, you know, the selflessness of phenomena, right, say the mind, right, then you have to use, you know, what we call the reasoning of the diamond fragments, right? So then, the mind, okay, for example, you know, is not produced from self, it is not produced from others, right, it is not produced from both, right, it is not produced from neither, right? Therefore, it does not exist inherently.
Tam manzo lo len che de no che no nam che nam bun du yo yip dan ka to dan ji dan ta de dan din de ton che we che ne su su ma ka wan du ce ge na pu mong ga nan ye ge yo ma lo wa de ma nye ba de ma thong wan thong wan dan ba se ne don yin thong bo che lo wa ta din de ji gom ne de s ba mun tu ne de de gom tu na de ne
那時候,啊,滴滴新大,滴新大給的report對呢。哦,現在這個,對對對。Yeah, yeah. Right, so then, you know, there is actually a more kind of convenient way, you know, for you to practice, right? And that is basically using, you know, this the sevenfold reasoning, right? Analyzing the chariot. Right, taught by Chandrakirti, right? So then basically you have to check, right, you know, is it one, you know, or different, you know, checking the color, the shape, the kind of stuff, right? Right, and then, right, you look for the eye, right? And then, you know, when you cannot find it, right, then you realize selflessness, right? So then, you know, for that reason, right, it is said, you know, not seeing, you know, is the supreme seeing, right? You cannot find an eye, right? Not seeing is the supreme seeing, right? So if you apply this reasoning, right, there is hope for you, right, to achieve the yogic direct perceiver.
Sorry. 如果弄到心了就不来说也得蒙古人的那么的那样的呀